Okay.
Now you call a blueberry a cob. You fix it that same way.
Oh, okay. Okay. Depends on what kind of fruit you put in it.
Yeah. If you like them, I like blueberries.
And they grow good here, don't they?
Yeah, they grow good here.
How about onions? Do you ever grow any onions?
Yeah, I used to grow them till I'd have to cut them into the house on a sack sheet. They grow good here.
What kind?
Well, some people of different kinds. Sometimes you plant the red and sometimes you plant the yellow one, sometimes you plant the white one. But the yellow is the choke.
Okay. How about the little ones?
Well, then we don't hardly ever, the little nest done, you wouldn't hardly ever miss those, they're little.
Uh-huh,
people. Now, some of the older women like where they have their gardens. No, they like to have those, just for flavor.
Uh-huh,
But I never did plant them.
How about greens?
Well, they had their collard. They had the collards and the mustard and the turnips and all. Have it up year round, my dear.
What would you call all those kind that you'd cook? Leafy
greens, I reckon. Cook the green and the leaf, the turnips, mustard, and they're different.
Uh-huh.
I thought that's what I'd call it.
Call what?
That's what I'd call it. Green leaf vegetable.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
Okay.
Collards.
Do you ever hear anybody call it salad? Is that a term? No.
You have to take a lesson. The maidens just mix it with the salad.
Okay. How about beans? Do you grow beans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do grow beans. I used to. See, my husband didn't have a long bit of it. I can't work in garden, so I just buy one of them.
Yeah. What kind of beans did you grow?
Butter beans and string beans, different kind of beans.
What kind of butter beans were they? What color were they?
Speckled? Speckled, better than white.
Do you have something called a sieve bean here?
Mm-mm.
Or a seaweed bean, something?
Yeah, I've heard them talk about it, but I've never planted any.
Uh-huh. And what do you have to do to the butter beans for you when you go to eat them? Before you cook them?
You have to bless them before you even can them. Do you go can them?
You have to what?
You have to bless them before you even can them.
Oh, okay.
You don't know what keep.
Uh-huh.
If you go can them, if you go cook them, all you got to do is just wash them.
Uh-huh.
Get you a little piece of meat and put in them and go ahead.
Uh-huh. How about if you were going to dry them, would you take the outside part off? Or?
Huh. But we don't save them now like we used to. We don't save them in hell like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
We got shellers now, you don't have to shell them.
Mm-hmm.
They got everything to human labor.
Oh, a machine that'll do it?
Yeah. You've never seen one of a shell butter bean? Well, a little shell.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to shell.
You
can go pick your bush of butter beans and carry the shell in
there. Uh-huh.
30 minutes, you back home ready to put them up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess if you had a whole bunch of them, you'd want to do it that way.
Sure you would.
Yeah. How about potatoes? Do you grow potatoes? Did you grow them at your farm? Mm-hmm. What kinds?
Sweet potato. Sweet potato and I.
Yeah.
I had both.
Okay.